Hey everyone, welcome to episode 293 of the Artist Connection podcast. I'm your host, Matt Kesar, and this is a very special episode, so we're going to jump right in. My returning guest and very good friend is Law. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, man. Glad to be back. How you doing, man?
Oh, it's great. It's always good to have you here, talk to you. I get to see you online and social media, Facebook and Twitter throughout the months, but having these one-on-one conversations is always the highlight of my time.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, man. You know, I enjoy sharing information and, you know, knowledge is power. So it's always good to converse with somebody else that knows like you know. So again, thank you so much.
Well, it's been since December. I think that's when we last spoke, early in December. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you were on the Christmas episode. So I would normally say, what have you been up to or what's new in your world and in the world of music? But I know that we lost so many people since the last time you and I hung up the phone.
Oh, man.
It's almost too much to take.
Yeah, it's been rough. It's been really, really rough.
Where to begin? I mean, I know that there's big ones, and there's ones that everybody's talking about, and you see when you lose a David Bowie and when you lose a Prince, everybody's putting their own little tributes up about what the music meant to them. In my mm-hmm. world, vinyl record prices go through the roof because everybody's trying to sell their David Bowie record for $100 that was normally $5 a week before. But there's all that crap that you have to sort through. But I know for you and I, the music means much more than any of that superficial crap. So I'm looking forward to talking to you right now and kind of cutting through some of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We can get into it, man. It's a lot to discuss, you know.
Where would you like to begin? The ball's in your court.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, let me just say that, you know, these deaths are not in vain. I mean, when we spoke last in December, I had just went out to Hawaii with my Element Music crew to do a show for some good friends of mine. And, of course, one of the guests is my musical big bro, Lionel Richie. And we had a ball, you know what I mean? And we were talking about doing some things together as well for the future and everything else. And, you know, he jumped up on stage with us and, you know, we had a ball, man. We had a pure, pure ball of doing music on stage. And then the very next day, I get the call that the incomparable Natalie Cole passed away.
That's right.
And that was a hard one, a very hard one for me because, you know, my mother, who was a dope singer in her own right. You know, as I know, my family's my primary influence first before any celebrity or anybody that we listen to on record. And my mom studied Natalie Cole and Chaka Khan and Patti LaBelle albums intensely. So that was definitely a part of my development as a singer. You know what I mean? And to lose someone like her, you know, who was able to sing jazz, R&B, and so many different styles of music. It just was a lot. And then right after that, you know, Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire.
That's right.
And I think we've had many conversations. I don't think I have to tell you what DWF means to me as a musician.
Right.
So it's, you know what I mean? It was just a lot. Then, you know, Fife Dawg from A Tribe Called Quest, definitely. Funny thing is that Fife's father used to come to the spot where I played at back in the mid to late 90s called Lola's on West 22nd between 5th and 6th. And I was in my uncle and my aunt's band, Eternity, and we were the top band in New York City. And Fife's father would actually come down and hang out with us. And Fife came down a couple of times, too, and had a chance to talk to the brother a couple of times. He's a real nice guy. And that hit hard because I'm a diehard Tribe Called Quest fan, and so is my DJ Khalif. You know, his favorite album is The Low End Theory. So it was a lot. Then, of course, David Bowie. I mean, I know I'm missing a few in between all this, too, but David Bowie, of course, the visionary, the Thin White Duke, Aladdin Sane, you know, Ziggy Stardust.
Right.
I can go on and on, man. It was a lot. And that brings us to probably the hardest blow that I've took so far. And for a lot of other people, too, but mainly because of the fact that most of my fans who've been following me forever, and, of course, you know, people who grew up with me and saw my early beginnings, they knew, you know, how much Prince meant to me. So, you know, I guess we can kind of now start from there because there's a lot with that, you know?
Well, it is, and I can just tell from your posts as each of those people that you mentioned as they passed, I mean, such heartfelt tributes